Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy.
Ash.
Hello.
And me, Craig. How are you doing? How is everyone? You good?
Sweet, mate. Sweet.
Fantasy football wise, how are you?
Oh, shit, bruv. Shit.
Yeah. You quit already.
Yeah, no, I don't play fantasy football anymore. We're going to have to talk about something else for the next hour.
I was surprised by how you said you were okay then. Talking about something else now wouldn't be a problem for anyone who listens to the podcast more regularly, because they probably think we don't talk about fantasy football anywhere near enough.
True.
Ash, you've had a decent week. I've had a decent week. Tom, not so much a decent week. No. Starting a bit, before we go through some of the results then, a bit differently, a bit way out of left field. Tom, just tell us what went wrong.
Oh, what went wrong?
Yeah, fantasy footballs. Because you've gone from being a...
Jesus.
Not
What the fuck? Do you know what? It's just bad choices, I think. I think this week, I've just been having average weeks. I've just been hitting the average. Been maybe 1 point above the average every week.
Last week, you beat us both by 1 point.
No, see, that wasn't last week. That was a couple of weeks ago. But I think I'd already started doing a bit of damage. I'm just picking players. I haven't actually looked. It seems like forever ago that it was the game week, didn't it? Me and Ash were just saying that, even though it's only Thursday as we record this. But, it just seems like ages ago, and I can't think who it was that let me down this week. But there's definitely been a few. Every week I'll have someone. Like I say, I say it every time. It's just jumping on a bandwagon too late. That's my problem.
Well, talk us about who did you actually this week then? Who was the big letdown for you? Was it Pella?
Pella, that was it. Yes, it was. I captained him. I chose. We had a conversation. I messaged you two before, and I went, not sure between Vardy or Pella who I should captain. And I thought, it's Pella. And I thought, well, the worst thing is to change your mind. You know? Yeah. So I thought, no, I'll stick with Pella. And he got 1 point, double to two.
He did.
Whereas if I'd have gone Vardy, I think Vardy was about 9 points.
He got 9 points. I captained Vardy. Nine points. But I just couldn't see him not getting that record.
Yeah, that's right. And I kind of thought, well, you know, yeah. And then I thought, well, everyone is going to be on that, you know, trail of thought. And I thought, I need to do something a bit different. I'll go with Pella. I thought, there's no way he's not going to, you know, score a few points there. And he didn't. He, you know, got 2 points. But he got the yellow card. Yeah, minus one.
Who did you captain, Ash?
I've been sticking with De Bruyne. There must have been a few people who were well fucked off when Mahrez picked up the ball for that penalty. Yeah. Mahrez, captain. No, don't worry. You have it. You have it, Vardy.
Apparently the fans started chanting for Vardy to take it.
Yeah.
And then he just obviously took it. And he got injured earlier on, didn't he? And it was sort of suspect whether he'd be able to carry on the game. But
well,
I captained him this week, actually.
Yeah, well, you did. I remember I saw a tweet. I was sort of going between watching the scores come through and Twitter, and then I saw someone had tweeted from the Gaffer Tapes account saying, Vardy's injured. Holy shit, the internet is about to break.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, it was, don't worry about that, Vardy's just scored.
Vardy's done a bloody goal, I think we tweeted.
That was it. Yeah. Vardy's done a bloody goal.
It was one of the few weeks, actually, where I captained the right guy. You know, normally, even if you make a good captain choice, there's someone who scored slightly more.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas I had a few players who scored 8 points this week, but Vardy got 9, so I kind of got it right. But which is lucky. I've had a good week.
Good week then, Craig. Go on, you keep mentioning it. You want to talk about it.
I'll go through the results first. We need to give it a bit more the time that it deserves to marinate.
Okay.
We need that to marinate my week, because you were giving me some shit the other week because you were like only a few places behind me. So
you better be, when we get to this, you better be fucking third in the league, Craig.
Yeah, exactly. Anything other than third is going to be shit, mate. Where are you?
Yeah, but people are saying that 121st is the new third.
Are they? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. In the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
That's what people. Plus, I'm top of my other mini league.
What? Were you and one other guy?
You and no. Will, is it you and Will from Coach Trip in the Coach Trip League?
He is in that league, but he's bottom.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. Classic and then Will. Brendan's Classic. In the middle.
For the first time.
But yeah, we'll run through a few of the results and the FPL meanings that they had granted. Newcastle managed to actually beat Bournemouth, and Iosi Perez scored. That's one of your last season. You kept saying there's potential in him, Ash.
And then I cunningly put him on the bench. I brought him in.
Oh, did you?
Well, I brought him in when I did my wild card last week, but he couldn't get a start this week because of, you know, quite a strong team at the minute. But obviously, I wish I'd put him in instead of Pella now. But
yeah, we've got a striker-specific question coming up from an email we had in part two that we'll go to. Actually, Leicester beat Watford 2-1. Obviously, Vardy scoring. Man United beat West Brom 2-0. Man United have weirdly become one of those teams that are really dull to watch, haven't they?
Yeah, I tell you what though, I've stuck with Mata in my team for a while, and he got 9 points last week. So that was, he was my, him and Vardy were my highest scorers, yeah.
Well, Mata and Ozil have become kind of regular, like Ozil's become an assist king, as Ash pointed out.
He has, yeah, there was that stat that we heard, and yeah, Ozil's the man to have now. But then again, what's the point? I was thinking that, I thought, well, you know, next week, stick Ozil in. What's the point? It's too late. He's not going to carry on doing it. If I stick him in, get rid of him. Say it every time. It's getting boring. I don't play FBL anymore. Leave me alone. Go on.
We're grown men picking players in a fictional football team. What's the point in any of it?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I mean, you say that. But if you'd picked, not now he's injured, but if you'd picked Payet after like 3 weeks of him scoring, or you'd jumped on the
Mahrez.
Yeah, or Vardy bandwagon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We all jumped on that eventually.
To be fair, the Vardy bandwagon is the only bandwagon that keeps going, keeps moving, baby.
Yeah.
That shit's still rolling into town every week.
I know what you mean. It's like you're chasing a win. So, like, you kind of think, well, I didn't pick Vardy, so out of stubbornness, I need to pick someone mental like Stephen Fletcher, because if he scores a hat-trick, I'm going to fuck over everyone.
Yeah.
And you just keep waiting. But
yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with my captain choices. I think that at this point, I need to be doing, making bold captain choices to get myself up the league, because, you know, joining in, doing as everyone else does, isn't really going to get me up from wherever I am in the league, you know.
So who's going to get the armband this week? Like John Fashanu?
Potentially Fash, yeah, maybe. Or Victor Ikpiba.
Yeah.
So do you remember him? I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you know what? I haven't even looked at them. Because obviously it's international break next week, isn't it?
It's a long way, yeah. There's no point making any transfers or anything like that. But no, with the bandwagon, I know we talk about the time, but I brought Vardy in 3 weeks ago thinking, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have to do this. Mm. And I've actually started, the last 3 weeks have been my best 3 weeks of the season, just because I still haven't got Mahrez saying that. But
it has, yeah. Whatever you've done in the last 3 weeks, because you've started now playing as you usually play, playing well. And now in the last 3 weeks, I've started playing as I usually play and playing shit. So that's how we've sort of come apart in the league. What is it you've done? And then other than Vardy in the last 3 weeks that sort of helped you? Because you have rocketed up, really.
I have, yeah. No, because I was down in, I think I was 260th or 270th.
What a loser.
Oh. Yeah. I've sold my soul to the devil, like death becomes her.
Is that what you've done?
Yeah, I just drink a little potion every day. Yeah. And look like Meryl Streep, and now my team's a lot better.
I bloody loved it. I'd love it if you looked like Meryl Streep.
I know you would, you dirty bastard. Yeah. But no, I am. I've kept a kind of spine of like David De Gea is still my goalkeeper, and Virgil van Dijk is still the centre half. A little fact about van Dijk, Virgil, not Dick, is that he like Chris Smalling. It's well known is Chris Smalling's the top scorer in the fantasy football right now, right? Defender.
Yeah. I did see that, yeah.
He costs about $6.5 million, and he is like 20 or 30% pick because everyone's got him. Virgil van Dijk is obviously lower down the ranks, but he signed late on in the season.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So points per game available, that's not including injury, that's just the amount of time you've been a registered player in the Premiership. Points per game, Virgil van Dijk's got a higher score than Chris Smalling, and he's only 5.6 million, and he's under 3% pick. So points per game, Virgil van Dijk is the best player, in the best defender in the entire game. Yes, still under 3% pick.
Well, yeah, that's great.
So there's a stat.
That's good. No, I've noticed that because I've been looking at some of the...
Hang on, that's genuinely the most insightful thing we've said on this podcast in weeks.
No, I agree. I agree. And I was just making a mental note that that's going to be one of my changes then next week. but I did notice that I looked at all the big boys, you know, the people that are winning all the leagues and that are top, and they nearly all of them have got him in.
Yeah, well, to be honest, the only other things I've got is a bit of luck. I brought Vardy in. My front three of until this week of Vardy, Pella, and Lukaku's been good.
Yeah,
and then I've had a mix of Ozil, De Bruyne, and Dele Alli.
Yeah, that was your little tip the other week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he got that goal against Villa. I've got Mane as well, who's so hit and miss or something. He's so frustrating. I don't know what to do with it. But yeah, I've just got a bit lucky with that, really. Like you say, there's only two or three players that differentiate between people's... Yours and my team will be three or four players out.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just... And obviously a very, very, very different bench. Which is... I'm really struggling now because even the only player that used to regularly get at least 2 points every game, Westwood at Villa, he's gone yellow.
I mean, you should be aiming for higher than 2 points, really, per player.
Yeah, but for a little benchman... Who was like, you know,
a benchman. I'm not the guy to ask. Ash is the guy to ask. He's obviously doing very, very well. Who's been performing well for you then, Ash?
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, you are doing a lot better than both of us.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Because I only just restructured my team. So mine's pretty generic. So I went for like Smalling, Company, De Gea.
Yeah.
It's like the back three. Well, yeah. De Gea and goal, obviously. Because they're just so consistent with Van Dijk as well. They're such an easy
one. That's a great back four, though. Goalkeeper, three defenders.
Yeah, so every week since I've changed, they've all got like maximum points pretty much between them. And then my midfield, De Bruyne, Mahrez, Sanchez, Barkley, and Payet, but he's injured now. Yeah. It's quite good, but I think I was having an hour in it for ages, but did the classic thing where on the podcast I say to do one thing, then I overthink it and do something else. So initially I was going to go for Kane and Ozil. Instead I went for Sanchez and Pella.
Right.
Which is because at the time, Ozil and Kane is a bit more of a risk. But that's proved that that was obviously the right choice to make.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had Kane last few weeks, but
that's a good addition in the last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much just before I think he started scoring. I kind of called it. I think, didn't I said I think he's going to start, and he did. But you know, at what cost? He scored against Arsenal on Sunday.
True, but he's got West Ham at home in the next game week, and then the week after that, he's at home to Premiership whipping boys Chelsea.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so I think Kane, you know. He, everyone got on his back. He got that hat trick. He now looks comfortable, and I think he'll start banging in the goals reasonably regularly.
I think that now, might very well be the case
And for Pella, last season was very much he was extremely good for 6 months and tailed off, and we're going to see if he's the same kind of player. Whether we're going to see the same thing again, I don't know. But like I say, we're going to talk strikers in the email coming up later. Other results we had. Southampton beat Sunderland rather predictably. West Ham drew with Everton. Good result or not, Ash?
Well, good result. I benched both of my West Ham players because I knew Everton were going to beat us, which they didn't, but they absolutely went full-blown assault in the last 5 minutes to try and take out as many of our players as possible and injured Payet.
Yeah.
You know, like a bloody...
That's a big FPL problem for a lot of people because he was highly picked, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
We actually have a tweet regarding that coming up in...
Oh, really? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Someone's asked us about that.
And it's sort of the linchpin of the West Ham team, isn't it?
So yeah.
That's a bit of a...
Yeah, he's very important
to us now.
Yeah, big time. Because we only beat in the... We haven't really won any games apart from against bloody Champions League teams.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Without him, we're not going to beat them. So now it's like, it could be really serious. He's out for 3 months.
Who are you eyeing up to bring in for him in fantasy football terms rather than actual West Ham?
Who's
going to replace him in the West Ham team and who's going to...
Yeah.
I mean, we can answer it now and then just don't.
Yeah, go for it. Who's going to replace him in the actual West Ham team, Ash, and who's going to replace him in the FPL team?
I don't know. I honestly think he's like irreplaceable. There isn't anybody in the West Ham team who can replace
him. How much was he? About 7-odd, was he?
What, for us to buy him?
No. On the.
Oh, in fantasy football, yeah. Eight million.
Oh, eight, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, there's a lot of options out there then, potentially, for replacing him, because there's a lot of high-scoring strikers that are around eight. I think, well, I don't know what Ozil is now, 8.5, or...
Yeah,
I mean,
Barkley's
obviously 6.9 or something still, and he's...
Yeah, Ozil's 8.8.
8.8. Yeah. Yeah. I think Ozil, if you can afford him. If Barkley as well, though, he's, you know, banging in the points.
Yeah, Barkley's at 6.8, yeah.
Yeah. Who's your man, your Palace matey that everyone was bang on his bandwagon?
Kabay. Yeah, he's only 6.6.
Yeah, Kabay. I had Kabay at the start of the season.
He's a weird one, Kabay. Yeah, because you have him because he takes a lot of set pieces, but then they have so many inconsistent players. Like 1 week you'll see Balassi, for instance, who obviously, you know, gets in amongst the goals now and then, and Palace got a good result against Liverpool, and then he vanishes, and you don't know. And Puncheon's the same. Zaha's the same.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
He's finding the next consistent player.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To be fair, like, Mata has been pretty good for me. He's constantly, if you look, I don't know how many people have got him, how picked he is, but, I mean, yeah, he is a bit more. I think maybe he's about 8.5, maybe a bit more than that. But he's been constantly scoring points, you know? Even on a bad week, he'll get three. He was constantly getting threes, and then he'll get a 6, and then a 9, and then a 10, and then drop back and have a couple of weeks of threes and fours.
Yeah.
I think that's a good shout, but I think
he's got 9 points. 9 points in game week 12.
He did.
He's 8.7 million and he's 18.3% picked, which seems like a lot, but it's actually lower than Barkley, Ozil and some others.
Yeah. He's been good for me, definitely. He's definitely been good for me. Yeah, like I say, he was my biggest score in him and Vardy this week.
Coutinho, price-wise, is like a direct swap for yes. a player.
Yeah, that's true.
And he started scoring again, hasn't he? He's got scoring points.
Yeah. 15 years, 8.2 million. He's 16.6% picked. And under clock, his points are suddenly... He's got 10 and 14 in his last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Under clock. Sounds like...
It's the German word for pants.
It's, yeah. Meinen Unterkloppen. Is that German?
You did it in a xenophobic accent, so I think that counts as German.
That'll do.
That'll work. Other results we had was the ridiculous, I don't know if you had the misfortune of watching it, Villa 0-0 draw with Man City, the most unlikely 0-0 you could have anticipated. As you mentioned, Liverpool lost to Palace. Stoke beat Chelsea. We're not going to go on about it because everyone's talking about it, but how funny was that?
Shit. Yeah, I was at a gig. I had to drive to a gig, and by the time I got there, the game had just finished. And I thought, as I was walking in, I thought, they can't have lost. The phone loaded, bang, they had lost again. It's like a joke.
It's unbelievable. You just can't. Like a joke.
We went down the pub, me and Ash watched the footy on Sunday down the pub, because we're bloody lads, didn't we? and that's when you have to say, we're bloody lads, Tom. So, agree with me. we watched, and one of my mates was down there, and he's a Chelsea fan, and I couldn't even really take the piss out of him.
It's so too depressing.
He's just crushed. But
it's just become sad, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice because, you know, Chelsea fans obviously have said so much shit in the past. So it is nice to be able to rub it in. But, I mean, I don't know from Chelsea fans how they feel about Mourinho. How do they feel? Do they, because he's like a god over there. Do they want to see the back of him?
Can't
do they
be.
Think, give him a, give, keep giving him a chance? Or
yeah, it can't be any that want to get rid of him, surely.
I don't really know.
Well, I don't know, because the thing is with Mourinho is the rest of us, our patience all wore thin with his shtick a while ago.
Yeah.
Like, we all got annoyed by his arrogance, his ridiculousness, and they fucking loved it because he won the league. So it's like, yeah, say what you want, mate, he's a league winner. But now, how are his little spats with the media, refusing to answer questions, walking down the tunnel? Like, that's not so funny when you're 16.
Exactly.
Like, as a Chelsea fan, when he comes out afterwards and you lose to Stoke and the journalists ask you a question, you go, I have nothing to say. I have nothing. As a Chelsea fan, you're like, well, fucking have something to say. We just lost to Stoke. Like, I want to know. So I do wonder if that, because Chelsea fans will start to get as impatient as we all are with him. So
But will they?
I don't know.
There's something about Chelsea fans. They're like a different breed. They really are. It's strange.
Well, there's that funny story of the guy they interviewed. You know, you get those like fan reporters in the car park after.
Yeah.
Like you got the angry United fan. There was the Chelsea one, and that posh guy calling like, "They're Scouse scum. They're bloody Scouse scum. And we stick by Mourinho. We must stick by Mourinho. Those fucking Scouse scum don't know what they're on about. So fuck the Scouse scum. We stick by Mourinho."
Yeah.
And he basically just said that over and over again and kept calling him Mourinho.
Yeah.
And apparently he's been sacked
really?
By his job. He was a lawyer at some top firm. He was being unbelievably I don't know what the word is for racist when it comes to regions, but he was quite funny. He probably should get sacked for mispronouncing, you know, Mourinho.
For calling him Mourinho,
The Scouse scum of Mourinho.
Manahon, that's who we need now. Manahon, get Manahon on there.
We need to bring in Manahon and Andy Townsend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's who they need. But I don't know. I do know from a fancy football point of view that there's no Chelsea player you could Willian at a push if he was cheaper. But there's not one other Chelsea player I'd want in my squad.
No, I'm just trying to.
Have either of you got one?
No, I haven't
for a long time.
There must still be people with them. On the outside chance they're going to turn it around.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what Tom was saying. Like, you constantly think, but they'll win eventually. So percentage goes down.
Their next game is at home to Norwich.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
3-0 Norwich then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's get Russell Martin in.
I mean, any kind of win and it's like, right, they're back and he can breathe easy a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, another loss. I don't know.
That's it. Like, yes or no then. A quick poll. Norwich beat Chelsea. Does he go?
Yes, I think he'll resign.
Oh, no, never resign.
No, you don't think he'll resign?
I reckon.
I think if they lose at home to Norwich, that might be it.
I'd put a fiver on him being the next England manager. Or, England manager by the end of this year. We do shit, Hodgson gets fired.
After the Euros?
Yeah, when we inevitably crash out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what's the odds on that bad boy? Get that together for the next section.
I can't get it done in that time, but I'll have a look.
Fair enough. I don't know how these things work.
We'll quickly, before we go to the break, and I pretend to know odds for when he'll become the next England manager, we'll have a quick look at the league table. the top 10 of the gas tax. So you've obviously none of us are quite there, although Mr. Kernsworth is close.
He's close.
Me and Coatsy are battling it out.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're going to talk about Coatsy. You said quick rundown of top 10. In first place, John Mielder is still at the top, Lady Norwich. In second place is Mitchell Barthurst. Third place is Gare Mielder, the second part of the Mielder dynasty. Fourth place, Justin Bannon, JRB defending. Alex Robertson in fifth. In sixth is a new entry, I think, is Sushant Garg. You'll like this, Tom, with Legion of Doom.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. Could be a little ode to the tag team there.
First ever wrestling match I saw was Legion of Doom versus the Beverly Brothers.
What, live?
No, just on telly.
Huh?
Not as interesting, was it?
Not as good, no.
No. What were their names? Do you remember their names?
Hawk and Animal.
Hawk and Animal.
Boom. Next question.
What was their special move?
Oh, fuck, I can't remember.
It's the Doomsday Device.
Was it? Oh, of course it was.
In seventh place, prepare to laugh, it's Johnny McLaren with No Worry Beef Curry. every time.
Still good.
In eighth place is Deevzar with Manchester Hair United. In ninth place is HB Bizzle with Gunnar Gunnar. And Peaky Fucking Blinders in tenth place, Christopher Klein. And then pretty close by is our man Ash.
12th, isn't you, mate?
12th, yeah. Just
big time.
Nearly in the top 10.
Have you seen how many points you've got?
How many have I got?
666.
Oh,
666 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's spooky, isn't it?
That's weird, isn't it?
And you're close.
Coincidence, isn't it?
Oh,
coincidence.
Yeah.
To Coatsy, who's made a phoenix-like rise.
Yeah,
he's well out of it. Now he's 13th.
He's 30, just
one point behind me.
Coatsy. Oh.
Coatsy, so I'm enjoying this. Touch. I like this beef. This new beef will be
this,
good.
This could be good.
We've got basically the same team as well.
Have you?
Yeah, we've both got Payet, Mahrez, Sanchez, De Bruyne in midfield, Kolarov defence, and Pella up front, and Vardy.
It's all about, it just shows you that's how important captain choice is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Ash it is. Because that's quite similar to my team, really, but, you know.
It's not, mate. Don't try and get in on this.
Just trying to get in with the lads at 12 and 13.
You're not part of that. You couldn't lace Coatsy's boots.
No, that's true. And he hasn't got any legs, that's why. So... and then we should we say where we are, Craig?
Yeah, go for it.
You are it's the new third, didn't you say?
121st. 121.
I tell you what, that's not bad though. From saying where you were,
how many points has he got?
He's 604.
Oh, so you're only
62 points behind you.
Yeah,
I'm a 2-click wanker.
You're a 2-click wanker. Wow. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 2 clicks. And then I don't play FPL anymore. So thanks for listening, guys. And we'll catch you next week.
Where are you at, Tom? Where are you?
Somewhere. Huh? 290th, mate.
What the
290,
fuck?
290. The big 290. Exactly where I wanted to be at this point.
We're talking about in our league, not in the world.
Oh, in the world. Oh, in our league. Yeah, no, 290th.
No, not in Europe. In our league, Tom. Come on.
563 points. I'm 103 points behind Ash.
I'm actually, in the world, holy I'm 324,000. That's top 10%. So.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Whatever. So, yeah, 290th. Big whoop. Get over it. I have. So, yeah. It's not going well, lads. It's not going well. But, you know, I know my role within the podcast. This has been my role for the, 18 months that we've been
doing
it.
You're still in the top half, though, pretty much.
Oh, I'm still in the top half, Craig. Don't worry about that. I'll always be in the top half. But, 290th sounds shit, doesn't it?
Depends how many people are in the league.
Yeah. Well, we've got close on 600.
Yeah.
But still, 290th. Come on.
If there was like 200,000, that'd be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
That includes all the dickheads who forget to do their team after week one as well.
Well, and some people aren't, Some people forget to do their team and do very well, as we mentioned the other week.
A couple of them might be dead.
Potentially, yeah. There's probably at least one person that's dead.
What about your bullshit second team? Where are they?
Do you know what? I haven't checked for a while, but I was doing weird things with it. I started getting bored. You know, you get bored and you think, I can't do my team till Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'd like triple captain someone in my mental team just on Monday. So I triple captain Kane the other week and he scored once.
Oh.
And I was like, oh I've shot me load and rubbish.
But he still scored.
He scored one, yeah. But
not too much.
Yeah, I'm around the 400 mark somewhere with that.
That experiment's not really working either, then, is it?
No. It's nothing's going well for me at the moment, mate.
It's a bit depressing the end of this part, isn't it? Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, on that uplifting note, we'll leave it for part one and come back in part two. But part two, we're going to go through some of your tweets and emails, try and answer a couple of your questions with some actually useful tips, and then in part three, I'll be taking on Tom for what is going to be particularly high stakes from what is rumoured in Craig versus Tom for the quiz, which we will reveal very soon. But for now, that's all we've got time for part one. We'll be back in a second with part two of the Gaffer Takes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Takes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. It's the time where we go through some of your through your tweets and emails you've been sending in through the week. Obviously, we weren't around last week, so we've got a couple of weeks to tweet and email. And also, we should mention, as Ash reminded us, we were doing a giveaway, Ash, were we not?
We were, because we're fucking generous.
Yeah.
We are. Well, and we need to do something with all the fucking megabucks we make from this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got too much money.
Yeah, exactly.
Ash has started splashing out £100 of barbecues again. He's back in that sort of...
Launching money at people. Yeah. Tom, Craig's won so much doing Gaffer Gambler that we're just having to give stuff away.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we're giving
I've got bored of betting on sport.
Did you?
I'm just now betting on when Bruce Forsyth's going to die.
Really?
That's Craig all I always do gets morbid, doesn't he?
It does. Always ruins it. Always ruins it.
But yeah, so we are doing a giveaway. I was hoping Ash would introduce it then, but he didn't.
No, yeah. Balls to that. All right, we're giving away a copy of Football Manager. It comes out Friday, depending on when you listen to this.
It's already out by the time they listen.
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, it will probably will be.
Probably will be.
Yeah,
will
so be. It's out now. If you haven't got a copy of it, then you've got a chance to win it.
This is like an advert for Football Manager, isn't it? Football Manager, sort of out now. See you later.
And although you might think we're being dicks, like we're giving away a copy of Football Manager 2004, we're not.
No.
It's the new one.
Ah! Well played, Craig. I was actually talking about a gift copy of Championship Manager 3 I've got on Steam.
Which is a great game.
If anything, it's better. So
in a way, yeah, because Cherno Samba's brilliant.
Yeah, when you win it, and there you go, you can be pleased. You just have to buy a really old PC that will still run it.
Yeah.
But it comes out tomorrow, and I think, I imagine you're like me, Craig, and you're going to spend 9 million hours on it.
I've already pre-ordered it, yeah, so I'm not planning on winning
it. You're such boffin. What is wrong with you?
Boffins.
God, go outside. Get in some fresh air.
I do go outside. I can play it outside.
Can you?
Because I don't need an internet connection to do it. So I can play it. But all you need to do to enter is to follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes and retweet our tweet where we're giving it away, which we will tweet again, obviously, so you can get another chance to do that. And that is you entered. So all you need to do is follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes and retweet our competition tweet to win a copy of Football Manager 2016. Tom won't play it.
I will not play it. No.
What if you win it? You don't even have a computer. Fuck off.
I don't. Well, I've got a laptop that I write stories on.
Oh, there you go. So, every week he's like, oh no, I can't help out with whatever you're doing because I don't have a laptop. Oh, wait a minute, I found it.
Oh, it hasn't got an internet thing. It's just like it's basically like a typewriter.
Yeah.
It is similar
to a typewriter, yeah.
I had the guy who, one of the guys who writes Football Manager, being interviewed earlier, and he said that in 1 year, it was officially cited in 35 divorces.
Yeah, I've heard
really?
That.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That is just bizarre. Some people are just mental.
I wonder how long it'll be till Gaffer Tapes gets mentioned in divorce proceedings.
Yeah, exactly. Should do. He was in the bath, he was laughing so much he drowned.
It's probably one of yours.
Wait, that's got nothing to do with divorce. Harsh, callous.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he drowned, so divorcing
him. He came back
him.
To life and he went, I've seen the light, I'm leaving you, you cow.
If there's any divorces that the Gaffer Tapes is part of, it'll be one of your two. I imagine.
Or Evan Brady, because he called his son Timmy Wallace Brady.
Yeah.
Potentially. Who knows?
If Evan Brady is the most likely to divorce as a result of the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we don't know of any other. Other than Sabs. Stimmers, are they married? I don't know. Gabriel
They're not married together. No, one of them lives in England. One of them lives in South Africa.
Weren't they at... Oh, I suppose it wasn't. They were at... The other two, Sabs and someone else, were at a wedding, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
They didn't specify that it wasn't each other's wedding.
Stimdog tweeted us a picture at our FA Cup meetup that he was at a wedding. He was really upset that he was at the wedding and not with us. So I'm assuming it wasn't his own wedding.
Yeah.
But I think remember who Sabs was at a wedding with.
Oh, no, he was with...
Evans Brady, definitely. No, he flew over from America to South Africa, and then they realised that they were long-lost brothers.
No, that's not that didn't happen.
Well, a percentage of that happened.
He was at a wedding with another listener, and I can't remember what it was.
I know exactly who it was. Keep talking.
You don't?
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, I do, yeah, definitely.
You're going to think of it, are you?
Yeah.
Well, we did get some emails and tweets. We'll start with a serious email, then. Not it's about fantasy football. It's not like...
AIDS.
It's not like an orphan asking us to reunite him with his parents, like, surprise, surprise. But he said he's been listening to since the beginning of last season from Barrie, Canada.
Nice.
That's a place called Barrie in Canada, which I didn't know existed, from Elliot Levy. He asked us a serious question. He said he had a question on what we thought the best three-man striker team is. With Aguero out, he has Kane, Pella and Vardy, and also Lukaku is starting to catch fire. What other options would you consider? The other thing he did say is that our theme song is pretty badass, Ash.
Yep,
true.
And he says, is that the house band adventure team? Craig on lead guitar, Ash on guitar, Tom on the drums, and Becky or the Naked German on bass.
It is actually, we recorded it ourselves. If you've never listened to the World Cup episodes, the first one we didn't have a title theme, so we just improvised that whole thing halfway through the second episode.
That's it.
Yeah. And as long as no one goes back and listens, that's definitely what happened.
I like the fact that Max, the Naked German, gets a mention there. That's a proper hardcore listener.
That's a hardcore listener. Can I just say it's McStainy?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is McStainy. McStainy was at the wedding with Sabs.
Yeah, Arsenal fan McStainy, yeah.
Sorry. He was briefly in the top 10 last year, wasn't he?
Well, this email was from Elliot Levy, who is former top 10 and a gooner as well, actually.
Good lad. Good bloody lad.
And he says, thanks to putting the armband on Harry Kane this week, he's back to being a no-click wanker.
Nice. So,
Elliot Levy. An Arsenal fan with the surname Levy. Which is interesting. But he
and
asked that...
happy at Captain and Kane and for Kane to have scored against...
When we were watching the football at the pub, when Kane scored, Tom jumped off his chair, started screaming and shouting. He took his shirt off, started spinning it. He was so... Because he captained him. And then then it sort of dawned on him a little bit later.
Talking of Max the Naked German, he was at the pub watching the football with us. And every time I was jumping up, I was gutted because we were losing to Tottenham at one point. And he just kept sort of just saying things. It was really starting to annoy me. He kept going, why are you unhappy? Things like that. I was going, what's fucking wrong with you? He's going, oh, did they nearly score? No, they didn't. Things like that.
I mean,
that's the second time I've done a really bad Jenna. Yeah, it's not. Go back to the old episodes. He doesn't sound anything like that.
Did you hear he tried to make up a fake name as well? He was like, he tried to make up a fake nickname for them. And he was like, I could see him just trying to think of the most outrageously ridiculous nickname for a football team. Like, he was going to be, are you annoyed because the Sasquatches are losing? I was like, anyway, I bet you're a bit annoyed because the Toffees are losing. And I was like, that's already a thing.
That's what and they're actually playing West Ham. They're the real ones.
Yeah, that's the real ones.
Proper hardcore listener, Elliot, so I appreciate that.
Yeah,
he knows. The theme tune actually got revealed on our Twitter. Someone actually guessed it. Fantasy Yamaha, the blog, actually knew what it was. But we won't. For those who don't know, we won't say it. But striker-wise then, Ash and Tom, what would you say is the best three-man strike force without Aguero to have right now?
Well, I don't know. It's Aguero.
Oh, really?
Because international breaks, what, another 2 weeks?
Right, yeah.
I reckon as soon as the international break finishes, he's going to be back.
Yeah, but then
my prediction
is he worth having over Vardy, Lukaku, you know?
Well, Vardy's not got an easy game of runs coming up.
Easy game of runs.
Well, easy game of runs. Yeah. He's got Newcastle away, so that is an easy game of runs.
Yeah, that's a game of run.
But then he's got Man United, Swansea, Chelsea.
Swansea, I think. But then you don't know what form Chelsea are going to be in, that's true. United are pretty decent.
I don't think anyone's going to drop Vardy until, like...
No, I certainly am not. Although, actually, as we speak, I don't know if anyone's checked, but he is yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone yellow at the moment, yeah.
I think he'll be fine.
I think that might be a let's rest him over the international break. Although, yeah, it's a shame for him, though, because...
Nice to be yellow, Ash. It's never nice to be yellow.
I don't know how... I was thinking about this. I don't know what their excuse for not playing Kane and Vardy when we get to the World Cup's going to be. Like, typical England nonsense, isn't it? They're going to play Rooney instead of the two of them.
Typical England nonsense.
Nonsense.
No, whoa,
oh, nonsense. Yeah. It's a typical England nonsense. I thought you changed, didn't you? Typical fucking nonsense. Not by
I think striker-wise, I think I wrote this in a blog last week. I think most people have got one of, or two, sorry, or three of five, which is Lukaku, Vardy, Pella, Kane, and Giroud.
I've got three of those five, yeah.
You could probably throw Igalo onto that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
As a sixth. And I actually thought, I tipped Giroud a lot because I thought Arsenal had such a great run of games or games of run. They had such a good run. But against Spurs, he didn't half miss some chances.
Yeah, he did.
I'd say you've got to go Lukaku because they've got such an easy run coming up. Kane because of his form. And then probably, I don't know.
Party hardy Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, Vardy or maybe Igalo if you've got no money left.
Mm.
Yeah, he does. He's one of those annoying ones, Igalo. I keep thinking, oh, should I put him in? But nah, he won't do
it. I've thought about it a few times, and every time I've thought this week, and I've looked at him seriously, he has scored that week.
I've had him every
his soul.
Yeah,
I just got rid of him actually. I had him every week until I redid my team.
Yeah,
which was a bit stupid as I've got quite an easy run of games coming up. But
Lukaku's got the best run out of everyone. Yeah. I had a look at that the other day at work. Yeah. He's got a really good run, so I think Lukaku's going in for me.
Yeah, I'm not sure about
maybe
Pella
for Pella.
At the minute.
Maybe for Pella.
I'm just waiting for the right time to replace Pella.
Yeah,
but I don't know when that is necessarily.
I'd swap him out for Lukaku or Kane if you haven't got him.
Yeah, well, it might be Kane because I've got Lukaku. I just don't see Pella being, weirdly, there's no real rhyme or reason to it, but I can't see Pella keeping consistency over an entire season.
Well, mate, like I say, you know, I brought him in. Literally, he was the last transfer I made, and he stopped playing. So
stop playing.
I'll get rid of him. You stick him in, and you'll
the other
fine.
Option is obviously Christian Benteke at some point.
Tekkers, yeah.
I think that, well, I mean, his last three games, he has scored twice, hasn't he?
He scored twice off the bench, only playing 20-25 minutes. And obviously, they haven't got Sturridge injured. Ings is injured. Origi is fucking woeful. So he is going to play. There are a few options, you know, and Igalo's hype. Deeney suddenly started getting goals as well now. Now he's got off the mark. Iosi Perez is at 5.1 million. It's an absolute bargain if you can put strikers are so, it's weirdly the cheapest area to get points, isn't it?
Yeah, we could go for, oh, who's the guy Chelsea got for? Is it Remy?
Remy, yeah.
Remy, Costa, Falcao.
Falcao.
Yeah.
All three of those. Yeah. That would be all three of your Chelsea players
in
one.
Anyone. In the world has those three as their three strikers.
No. I'll tell you what, right, there is, I know someone, I won't say who, but I know someone who is the biggest, most adamant Chelsea fan in the world, and he will not put anyone in a red shirt in his fantasy football team.
Is he autistic?
No, but he won't put anyone, because he despises the colour red, so his entire team is made up of just players who play in blue.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that,
true.
Does that go into his normal walk of life?
Yeah, he'll never wear red.
Because I saw a bloke pissing on a post box the other day, and I wonder if it was him.
Maybe it was. Yeah, yeah. Just screaming, "You red bastard!" At him.
That's weird. That so he won't play anyone in a red shirt.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't think he listens to the podcast. Maybe he does. If so, we'll probably end up falling out. But yeah, it's bizarre. No. He's a great guy, but yeah, he's very sort of sticks to his thing like that. He always sort of flinches a little bit if I wear red.
But why though? Chelsea, who's Chelsea's sworn enemy that wear red?
No, it's just he's just blue. He loves blue. He's everything about him's blue. His car's blue. He's, you know,
you're just quoting Eiffel 65 now.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's weird. It's weird. But
that is weird. I wonder who's in his team, because I'm looking at my squad and I've got seven players that wear red.
Yeah, I probably do as well. Got a few. Yeah, just weird. But he does shit at fantasy football, so there you go.
Not surprised, because you've got Falcao up front. In terms of other tweets we had, obviously we didn't really put it out there because we weren't around last week, but I did notice Evan Brady and Stimmers started a beef. Really.
Oh, yeah.
They orchestrated a very near beef because they were close in the league, and I think they tried to start a beef. So I'm willing to watch that and see how it unfolds.
Definitely. Who's what sort of shit were they saying? Were it just like gang signs flying around and stuff?
Yeah, it was all. It was very Crips and Bloods.
Was it?
Really? My favourite part of the conversation was after the beef, once someone moved away, Stimmers was complaining that he got a red arrow by him because he went down places and said, well, that's the end of the beef then. I expected a lot more. Evan Brady wrote, I moved up around 100 spots. Two-click wanking.
Two-click wanking. Nice.
Which I really which I really enjoyed turning it into a verb.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm two-click wanking, mate.
Yeah, exactly. How's your week? Two-click wanking,
mate. Two-click wanking. I'm fine,
I thought that was quite funny. Good. Yeah, so I quite enjoyed that.
Little Johnny No Wanks.
Exactly.
Little Johnny No Wanks.
Neither Tom or I have been No Wanks for ages.
Absolutely zero wanks, babe.
We had Justin R. Bannon, JRB defending. Mm. He complimented my Australian accent, so I thought I'd notice that. He said, you've definitely got accents covered. It's all about capturing the Australian market in this business, which I think we've quite successfully done.
Absolutely, yeah. It's big bucks out there, guys.
So, it's a shame our Aussie Rules podcast hasn't caught on in the UK as much.
No, it's because of Craig's racist accent that he uses.
Yeah. Racist Scottish accent he does every week.
That doesn't help. And loads. Other than that, we just had loads and loads of balls, a good amount of balls.
We did. Well, we got a tweet from Dave Matteo.
Australian.
Is he Australian as well?
Yeah, he is.
Bloody hell, it's rife with them, isn't it? He said, "Is it too early to get on the Klopp bandwagon for fantasy and bring in some Liverpool players?" Okay. Well, I thought too early probably isn't the right.
No, I was saying when as soon as they got him.
Yeah, because obviously they lost to Palace.
Yeah, so we did talk about that, didn't we? Because I remember we asked Ash what he thought, and he said, yeah, they're going to change the way they play. And then straight away, they shored up their defence. And although they lost to Palace, they did get a win over Chelsea. He had a pretty tough, like those first three games, Southampton, Tottenham and Chelsea with no strikers fit, really. Yeah. And to get two draws and a win was excellent, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, if there is any kind of Liverpool bandwagon, I don't know if it's going to be too early. I think if you are going to jump on a bandwagon for Liverpool, jump on it now because no one else will really be on it.
Yeah.
Especially as they've got City away, which is obviously a tough game. So, I would say get on it. I actually brought in Sacco, the defender.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because Klopp keeps raving about him and he keeps getting Man of the Match awards under Klopp because he's kind of transformed and he's only 4.8 million. And then he goes and gets injured 39 minutes into the game against Palace, frustratingly. Oh, but it's looking for little things like that, I guess. Same with Firmino is now fit again.
Yeah.
And might be a shrewd, you know, he looks quite handy. And Coutinho's the obvious one. He's got some points, Coutinho and Benteke.
I think, like we were saying earlier, Coutinho. Firmino's a weird one. He sounded good, but he hasn't really done anything, has he?
Well, he was out a lot injured, but I don't know yet. I don't know. Looking at them, I don't know how him and Coutinho can play together all the time.
Yeah, what they're going to... Unless they play them both behind Benteke or something.
Yeah, but it just seems like a lot. That's a lot of work on either Lucas or Milner or Henderson.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it works. And now Milner's out, isn't he, of the England game? So I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's a bit of a luxury player for me, no. I'm not sure. But there'll be someone in there, whether it's like a Jordan Ibe or a Sacco or someone who kind of flourishes under Klopp. But definitely, I would say if you're going to, like Tom says, if you're going to bring in, if you want to kind of get on the Klopp bandwagon early, do it now because it's
flourishing. Yeah. Oh, flourishing under Klopp. That sounds like another sort of. I've got a flourishing undercop.
I can't remember who it is. There is somebody. Fuck is his name? Maybe he doesn't play for them. Maybe he plays for someone else. There is somebody who's like got a new manager and they started playing someone. Couldn't be more vague. So I'll just shut up.
Is it Rolando Arons from Newcastle? My tip for the season, who has not got a single point.
I'm almost certain it's not him.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Oh, almost certain it's not him.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the guy from Man United, aren't I? Who have they started playing? They're playing a guy who's about 10, I'm sure.
It feels like a classic Ash exaggeration.
10-year-old...
You know, the 10-year-old United boy.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Lingard.
Oh, okay, Lingard.
10-year-old Lingard.
Well, yeah, because he's started playing every game now, hasn't he?
Every game 10-year-old Lingard, yeah, that's what they call him.
And they've got Watford, Leicester, West Ham, Bournemouth, Leicester, Norwich...
Lingard's not a bad shout.
4.5 million.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cheap.
Again, that's the same reason I brought in Dele Alli. 4.9 million, and if he sits on your bench, it's no great loss.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've answered some serious questions there.
We have. Just before we finish this segment, Craig.
Yes.
I would just like to ask, who was it that mentioned on Twitter that they were going to start their own fantasy football?
Oh, this was some guy, Eileen Drury. Right. It was.
He said he was going to start his own fantasy football. Is this the one that we're talking about? The one who wants to start his own thing and asked if he could steal our...
Everything.
Our material.
He's like a regular... He's like a listener. He's like a league member. Just doing his own, I think him and his friends are trying to do their own podcast to bring us down.
Are you trying to start some beef?
No, I was just furious.
Oh, I see.
Tom was bang up for some beef.
Yeah. I was hungry for beef. You want beef? I was cooking beef. Yeah.
I was very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
Although slightly patronising in your, and sarcastic in your support, Craig.
I wasn't. How was I?
I don't know. I think we should do a...
No, it's good. I like it. It's good stuff.
Cast going. Mm. We should do some sort of quiz off against them.
Yeah.
Let's see how good they really are. Who can do the most confusing quiz?
Who can do the most confusing? Well, you've won it hands down, of course.
Well, maybe. But maybe they have really... Their quizzes are really confusing. Yeah,
I think his name was James or Jack or something.
I can't remember who it was.
So we could have the quiz off Jack off. No, wait. I haven't thought that. No.
Quiz off Jack off.
Ignore that.
Maybe.
That doesn't work.
But, you know... No. Good luck to them. And, you know, if they get nominated in the FBAs, then they can... we'll see them at the award ceremony.
So aggressive, Thomas.
It's going to be funny when he finishes 500 points ahead of you.
Yeah.
Fantasy football is not just about points, guys.
We see them rocking up on Soccer AM.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that'd be so good. Exactly. Stimmers has got his face tattooed over his own face.
If they did rock up on Soccer AM, I'd expect one of our very special listeners to just turn the volume down so no one heard anything.
Just keep beeping them out.
Yeah,
We've got connections, exactly.
Or just overdub some like racist stuff so it makes it look like they've said it. Just go back on our podcast and listen to some of those stuff Craig said.
Overdub some Australian accent. So, wow, I can't believe your podcast in the first week. It's got 4 million hits. This is well impressive. Tell us all about it. Well, you're fucking...
Yeah. Remember Drazik? Drazik? Remember Drazik?
Remember Drazik? Look at my pin number on my deck. We'll go to that.
Good stuff.
But yeah, so that's a real callback for all the old school fans there, wasn't it?
Big time.
But yeah,
we mentioned it every week.
It was the answer to that, wasn't it?
What?
Tweet us for the Football Manager prize.
Oh, yeah.
Football Manager 2016. And tweet us hashtag balls. Tom, I tweeted my team this week.
You did? Well done. Yeah.
Thank you.
So did I.
Did he?
Yeah, did you?
Nah.
No, you didn't. I thought that. No, you definitely didn't.
But tweet us your team after the internationals of the game week.
Or do it now if you've done your transfers. Do it now.
It's mental to do it now.
Who's
making their transfers?
People that don't realise they're not on game week this weekend.
That was correct. Don't do that. Don't make your transfer. Don't be that guy.
No.
That's the kind of thing Jack James Drury would do on his podcast. Don't do that. starting beef all over the show. Prime beef. But yeah, so tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We'll try and answer your questions seriously, which we do in there sometimes. We do give some good advice, like Van Dijk and strikers and stuff. It's in there somewhere. And in part three, we're going to be Tom versus Craig. What's the score, Tom?
8-2, isn't it, man?
8-2. So we'll be trying to make it 9-2 or 8-3. It's hard to build tension around that kind of score. We'll give it a fucking good go. And that's all we got time for part two, but we'll be back in a second with part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. We're going straight into it, no messing.
Straight in.
It's the quiz.
Boom!
It's Tom versus Craig. It's 8-2, 7-2? 8-2.
I think it's 7-2.
7-3.
7-4-6?
No, it's 8-2, Craig. I'm not going to lie to you, it's 8-2, mate.
It's 8-2. But we have, the stakes have been raised.
Mm.
They've been braised. What was that?
The stakes have been braised. Oh! There we go. The
stakes have been braised because there's big news in the Holmes household.
Yes, there is.
And Tom has agreed that if I win the quiz, I get naming rights to his firstborn.
Yeah.
Baby scan.
Yeah, there's no just to the baby scan. You can change.
There's no chance of your wife hearing this part this far into the podcast, is there?
No. She listened to the first 5 minutes of the very first one we did and went, I'm very supportive, but it's just not for me.
Craig, if you win this, you get to pick the name, and yeah. I will always call it that name.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think
great.
You know what? I will love little baby Adebayor with all my heart.
Oh God, imagine it.
This is going to be amazing.
I'd disown my own child, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we've got till...
Oh, it's going to be a good one. So little baby Tommy Jr., unfortunately, you're just old enough to understand my words. I'm disowning you because I lost a quiz.
We're going to use that soundbite at the christening.
Yeah, please do. Okay. There we go. Well, that's
the quiz. Ash, what stakes?
So,
what obscene premise have you got for us?
It's quite a simple quiz this week, although with a little bit of mad scoring, and it's 900 questions. So,
do we just need to recreate historical football moments in cotton wool?
Yeah, it's just like you have to create shadow puppets. The best podcast quiz ever.
I'm pretty good at them. Yeah. I'm not bad. Yeah.
Oh, he's doing an amazing one now. Mm. Okay, so in honour of Football Manager coming out, and I'm obviously not too obsessed with it, and me and fellow league member, my brother Taylor, have already spent about 100 hours on it, the beta, we've got a Football Manager edition of Neil versus Real.
Holy, well, yes. I've never played Football Manager in my life. Is that going to affect...
But you have played Neil or Real.
I have. Unfortunately, I have, yes.
So, in the spirit of Neil versus Real, I've just picked two players...
Yes.
And right. compared one of their statistics from the Football Manager scouts. You still have to say...
Football Manager scouts?
Because they have a network of scouts that go out and judge all the players, and that's how they get...
Not the paedophile kinds. Not the Nancy scouts. The scouts as in football ones.
Yeah, but what, in real life?
Scouts? In real life, yeah. Oh, people like all over the world, yeah, they go and report on their stats or whatever. So, an example would be, who's faster, Royce or Walcott?
Walcott.
Craig?
Walcott. Yeah, Walcott.
Yeah, Walcott. Okay.
So I'll get a point.
You get a point. And then you've got to guess the number as well.
Out of
20.
20. Is there a bonus point for the number then?
There is, yeah.
Oh, cool. And how many are we doing?
About 20. 10, because they're only quick. Right, 10. Ready?
All right.
10.
Yeah.
Cool, I got it. That's good. I like this.
And just as an example, what was Walcott's speed then?
20.
So some people do hit there.
Right, yeah. No, so Craig,
that's basically saying you can't get faster.
Yeah. Okay. So... But this one is totally nothing to do with that.
What, this first one?
Yeah.
Is this number one?
Yeah, first one. Okay. Who is older? The oldest two people that I could find in the Premiership. Mark Schwarzer or Shay Given?
And again, that's a great question.
And again, a bonus point if you guess the age.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's really good. Shit. Oh.
Okay. I'll go first if you want to on them.
Go on then.
Because you're there right in it with Ash. I'm going to say older is Shay Given.
Well, how old?
Tom?
I've got Given as well, yeah.
I'm going to go 42.
Oh, shit. I said 36.
Oh, well, this is an interesting one because Craig guessed the right age but got the wrong player. Unlucky. It's 42, but that's Schwarzer. And well, these are all according to the game, so whether they're actually true or not.
Okay, so what happens there? Just
0-0.
0-0.
Yeah, no points.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Sweet.
Okay, who's the best at heading? Tekkers or Crouch?
Best heading.
Okay.
Okay, well, okay, I got who I'm going to go with.
Well, we'll let Craig go first because you've got a bit of an advantage on this.
Okay, I'm going to go Crouch, and I'm going to say 17.
Oh, Crouch 16, I said.
Oh, both wrong. Tekkers 19.
Oh, shit.
Crouch has got more headed goals in the Premiership than anyone else.
I would say so, yeah.
Well, he's taller, but I'd say he's probably not as good header of the ball as Tekker.
Okay, well, we're both on zero, so we're doing miserably.
And we're both sort of along the same lines as well, which isn't...
I'm concerned that your child's going to have no name.
Yeah. Okay, who is the fastest? Defoe or Yaya Toure?
Oh, Christ, they're both particularly cumbersome.
And old.
Okay, I'm going to... I got mine. Have you got yours, Tom?
Yeah. Defoe 12, I went.
I said Defoe 14. Ooh. Maybe that's ambitious.
Yeah, Yaya Toure 16.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Defoe was 15.
Defoe was 15.
Okay. So close.
You were close.
Okay.
Were
Who's the better at tackling, Mangala or Andre Wisdom?
Okay, okay. All right, it's a good guesswork for the number, but yeah, I've got mine, Tom.
Yeah, I've got mine, yeah.
I'm going to go Mangala 15.
Oh, fucking hell.
I wrote Mangala 15. Holy
there
shit.
There you go.
Well, so it's obviously Wisdom 16.
Is it fucking hell? Is it mental?
We're on zero.
We're still on zero. This is tight. This is the most exciting nil-nil.
Okay.
Yeah.
True. Who's got the highest weekly wage? Schweinsteiger or Rooney? And what is it?
Oh, it's got to be weekly. Okay.
Yeah. To the nearest 50 pence.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is it?
Okay, I've got mine.
Do you actually know this, Craig? Do you
just have I know this.
Yeah. Go on then.
I think I know this. I've got Rooney 250k.
So I've got Rooney 280k.
Oh, fuck.
Schweinsteiger 240.
What?
No, that's not true.
Well, according to Football Manager,
that's not true.
Yeah.
There's no way he earns more than Rooney.
Apparently so.
Mental
nonsense.
Okay.
Crazy stuff.
There's only a couple left. Well, a few. Who's the most depressed? No bonus point for this one. Joe Cole or Wijnaldum?
Oh, like their morale.
Who's got the lower morale?
Is that a thing on the game?
Yeah.
It is. Morale's a thing on the game, although it's dependent on the version. But that's an easy one for me. Have you written yours down, Tom?
Joe Cole, I've got.
Yes, Joe Cole. What's he got to be happy about?
I've got 17 for Joe Cole.
He's lucky to be alive.
Nah, it's like poor, very poor, good, ecstatic. Oh. There's no bonus point in this one.
Oh, there's no bonus point for that.
No. 17. Apparently, Wijnaldum is very depressed at being at Newcastle.
We're both on nil. This is appalling.
Joe Cole's just... very poor at going to... Where is he now? Coventry.
Is he at Coventry now? He did move around, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Who scored more international goals? Peter Crouch or Falcao?
Oh, God.
And do you want the number of goals?
Yep.
Okay. See, I think... I'll go first, Tom. Have you got yours?
Yeah.
I think it's Falcao. I think Peter Crouch scored 23 international goals. I think Falcao's got maybe 25.
Oh, I went Crouchy.
How many?
I must have undershot. I've said 14.
Yeah, you have. But it's still Peter Crouch. You got a point.
Yes!
22. So you're well close, Craig.
So am I winning 1-0?
We are winning 1-0.
Yes! Even though I knew how many goals he had scored.
No, you said 23. Yeah,
you said 23.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Loser.
Okay.
Oh, come on, T-Dog.
Right. Who is braver? Ashley Young or Diego Costa?
Oh. Who's braver? Right. And
out of 20.
Right. I've got to get a point here.
Right.
I'm going Diego Costa because he's an animal.
I said Costa, yeah.
And 18.
Oh, I said 19.
Costa, 20.
Oh.
Ah!
It was, Ashley Young is the lowest.
Yeah,
5.
He's got to be, isn't he?
Yeah.
Absolute yogurt.
I thought you might try and, after all these weeks, you might have thought it was a double bluff.
No, it's 2-1, Tom. With how many left?
So do I get a point for being closer? Oh, you have to get it on the mark.
No,
2-1. 2-1 T-Dog. How many's left?
3.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I always do this. I'm going to lose it at the end.
Okay. The most international goals. Oh, again. This time, Clint Dempsey or Ibrahimovic?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, man. Oh.
Okay.
I looked Ibrahimovic up the other week for some reason.
It's got to be. I'm going Ibrahimovic.
Yeah.
42.
I said Ibrahimovic 32.
You both get a point. Ibrahimovic 56.
Fuck.
Guess how many international goals Clint Dempsey's got?
How many?
19.
48.
Wow. Shit.
Yeah.
He's not even an out-and-out striker.
No. I'm mental.
3-2.
Okay. Second to last one then.
Come on, Tommy.
Who's got the highest finishing? Falcao or Pella?
Oh, this is difficult because it's a new game, so...
Oh, this is going by this new game, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're winning. Don't question it now.
No. It's just that as we were going through, I started thinking that's a bit off, and I thought you'd take it from the last game.
This one. And they update the stats, when it's coming out.
Finishing out of 20, so...
I've got mine.
I was going to say Falcao.
Yeah, what on?
17.
Well, I've gone Pella, 15.
Falcao, 18.
Oh, yes! 4-2!
So, you've still got a chance. If you get both of these right, Craig, you draw.
Is this the last one?
The last one.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I'm in a better mood now. Cheers, guys.
Look how happy he is.
Who has got...
So happy.
the highest minimum release fee on their contract.
Hang on, let me try and get my head around that. The highest minimum, right?
Yeah.
Highest minimum. Okay.
You got it? So like, Benteke's release clause was, what was it, 32 million?
Okay, so who's got the highest?
So out of these two
highest
players.
Highest minimum. Okay, yeah, I'm with you. Right.
Okay.
You can't understand our highest and minimum in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, it's juxtaposition, isn't it? They're sort of next to each other. Strange.
Okay. Messi, Ronaldo.
Ah, oh, for fuck's
sake. Oh,
okay. And it's in pounds, not in euros.
There's no way I'm winning because I'm not going to guess the actual number.
It's quite a difficult one.
Okay, okay, I got it. I'm going to guess.
Go on then, Craig.
I'm going to say it's Messi, and I'm going to say something outrageous like 210 million.
Oh, I said Messi 100 mil.
The actual answer, Ronaldo, 714 million.
Yeah, no one's affording that.
By contrast, so I think that's a billion euros maybe. I think that's probably why that is. By contrast, Messi is only £179 million. Seems pretty cheap to me.
Tom's actually dancing.
He's well pumped. He was so depressed a minute ago. He's back in the game.
I was really depressed in between takes, wasn't I?
So what was the score in the quiz?
It was 4-2.
Well done.
Double the football manager knowledge of Craig, technically. that's amazing. So it's 8-3 altogether, and technically the first point that I myself, Tom Holmes, has scored for myself, Tom Holmes.
That is, if you put it this way, that's the first point you've won in nearly a year.
Yeah, since I got smashed by you last year, Ash.
Because Andy Gibbons got both of your points on the last one.
He did. Oh, Gibbo, yeah. Bless him.
That is embarrassing for me. 8-3.
So you're
8-3 altogether.
You get to name your own child, which is a bit
impressive. I get to name my own child. Lovely. And thanks very much.
Now you can pick up a copy of Championship Manager from doing the fucking giveaway quiz thing.
Well, what I'll do is I'll just take in this bit of paper that I wrote my scores on and go, I think you'll find I deserve a free copy, guys. Thank you. 4-2 against Craig. Cheers.
If your child just happens to look like a Didier, I think we should consider it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think we should keep that in mind.
Oh, good.
Well done. Good, man. That was good.
That's it.
Well, good ending for Tom because he's actually very happy that he won with 8-3.
Real happy.
Big
ending.
News. Also, you can't get tickets, but Tom does have his first solo show.
It's tomorrow. Or if you're listening to this on Friday, it's tonight.
Or if you're listening to it on Saturday.
Then I probably didn't make it to the show. I died of a fucking heart attack. There's something actually wrong with me.
Mauled to death by a big cat.
Yeah, man.
What else? What can we get on that, Paddy Power?
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the reviews for Tom Holmes.
There will be a review. I've got like the biggest comedy reviewer in the UK coming to the show. So.
Yeah. So Tom will have his mouth full.
Yeah. not for the first time.
So keep an eye out for that. So big news for Tom.
Yeah,
Ash and I don't have a solo show, but
you're
we
coming
are
to my
doing,
show. So
we are coming to
We've
yours.
We've got our signing at the show.
Yeah,
the gaffer tape signing that is going to be there. Obviously, tweet us for the copy of Football Manager if you want to win it. You just have to follow us and retweet, and we will. organise our meetup.
Sorry, we've missed the obviously best opportunity. If you win, there's a chance you can be on the show and do a quiz. What we should have done was done a free giveaway of like an Xbox and the game and a computer, but you have to come on and get 100% in one of the quizzes.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Virtually impossible.
That's a great idea.
You do get a listener on for the quiz. We'll do a quiz when we do our live meetup, whether it be the FA Cup final, the Euros or Christmas.
Well, I do need to talk to you about that because I'll just say this at the end of the podcast. Obviously, you know, our FA Cup final meetup was like a big thing that we're going to do every year. My child is actually due about 3 days before the FA Cup final.
You fucking disgrace. And so, on that shocker, Tom was ejected from the podcast.
So we're going to have to work out another thing. So tweet us. Maybe that's what you can do this week, guys. We've got no football. Tweet us when you'd like and where you'd like a big meetup. We were going to do an annual FA Cup final meetup.
Tom fucked it.
We did one in
London.
But
every year now. It's my son's 8th birthday in 3 days. I can't go down the pub. Kelly will punch me. You fucking twat.
So, I mean, you know, Ash may not be invited because he's quite aggressive. Tweet us where you'd like to meet and for what occasion. You know, maybe it's, I don't know, the year anniversary of the first time that I sang Doo Wop or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, tweet.
But
tweet
we're going to have a
meet
up. But we need a new occasion. We do want to meet up with all the listeners down at the Maple Leaf in Covent Garden.
Definitely,
so we will do that at some point. For now, it's good luck to Tom.
Many thanks.
For your solo show, mate. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@gaffertapes.com with any questions, anything we can answer, your teams after international break, balls, anything like that, #balls. Other than that, that's pretty much us, isn't it?
Mm.
For the week. We always say that we say it and you guys don't say bye and I say it, so you can say bye.
Yeah, you do. You sort of just talk for the last minute and then go bye and we're sort of sat here going, cheers.
I used to do the thing where you'd say, and this is Tom, and I'd go, so, Tom, have you got any gigs coming up? What's your Twitter?
And
you go,
and I'd say my Twitter, you say your Twitter.
But then we realise no one wants to follow us on Twitter anyway, so we'll leave that. But I'll let you, you can say bye. You guys can do it.
No, you better say bye, but I'll just say bye first.
I've never done it.
See you later, guys. Well, hey, let's Ash do it. Ash is going to say goodbye.
Ash, sign us off.
Yeah, so cheers. Go on then. Off you go.
I'm going to fuck it up.
Go on.
Off you go.
Go.
Thanks for listening to the Gaffer Tapes, and goodbye.
Nailed it.